I wanted cornrows because of Iverson.
Oh.
Wanted him so bad.
Oh. Look at that.
I always wanted cornrows.
What was your first I want to be black moment?
Eminem. Shit, pick that up. Pajama time. Come here, little kitties, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new rap? And I don't mean rap as in a new case of child investigation accusation. No worries, Papa's got a brand new bag of toys. What else could I possibly do to make noise? I done touched on everything but little boys. And that's not a stab at Michael, that's just a metaphor. I'm just psycho, I go a little bit crazy sometimes. I get a little bit out of control with my rhymes. Good God, Dick, do a little slide. Bend down, touch your toes, and just glide up the center of the dance floor. Like TP for my bunghole, and it's cool if you let one go. Nobody's gonna know who'd hear it. Give a little poot poot, it's okay. My CD just skipped, and everyone just heard you let one rip. Now I'm gonna make you dance, it's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that thing. Oops, I mean girl, 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 girl.
Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
Now it's Friday, and it's my day.
Can you relate?
Yeah. That was great.
It was perfect.
Perfect timing. We're going right into 158.
That we are.
158th episode of the Relatable Podcast. I'm your host, Dean.
And I'm your host, Zach, at Zach Malcolm on Instagram.
At Dean Nimick on Instagram.
Because that's the only thing that matters, Instagram.
It's taken over. I mean, it's really Facebook, which they tell you very explicitly now. But yeah.
Do
Instagram's
they?
I mean, it says Instagram by Facebook or like whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I haven't done the update. I knew that. I just
This kid hasn't updated since like 2016.
I updated today.
Did
Thank
you
very much? Yeah. Updated what?
Everything. Your phone, your laptop.
Yeah. I had to.
So you did update?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. My life's changed forever. It's better. Guys, we have an action-packed episode for you today. A lot what happened this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Dean had shows. There was the UFC. There was football.
Mm-hmm.
There was I had a birthday.
He did.
In case you care.
Of course. It
doesn't really matter. But yeah, busy week this week. So let's get right into it. I don't know what you want to start out with. We have you posted a TikTok today.
We'll start with that.
Fire TikTok. Check us out on TikTok.
We're on the TikTok streak. I figured it out. It took a while to get the editing down. Watched a few. YouTube videos on like how to get the editing down. But once I did get the editing down, I dropped a fresh gym worth of a pot or worth of a TikTok.
I walked in. It's like you were at night school, checking out how to do TikToks, and you were being taught by like 13-year-olds.
Yeah, 13-year-old girls who were professionals,
master editors.
Yes, they are so quick and on the fly. They taught me the smallest of trips and sent me in the right direction. I dropped my first edited TikTok, and I like it.
It's kind of impressive how they can use that and how they find little things.
Yeah, very creative.
How they share it.
Gives you the power. Gives you back the power. It's kind of like Vine, but like, I'd say. God,
we don't have to
really
sell TikTok
Vine.
Right now. We don't have the TikTok. We don't have the. We're not salesmen.
You don't have to, but I just want to give it its due. Like, TikTok's kind of legit.
All right.
Like Vine was super legit. Did you have a Vine?
I had a Vine. I had a pretty good following.
What?
I had a lot of revines. A lot of likes.
Okay. No, no, I feel like fine. this is this generation's Vine. Yeah. Yeah.
Quick. So videos, we'll be talking funnies. About it in 5 years. Like.
Yeah.
We're talking about Vine.
Yeah. I think it'll still be around in 5 years, unlike Vine.
That's what I mean. Is it just another fad? Will it be?
Somehow Instagram will buy it out.
You mean Facebook will buy it out?
Yeah.
See. But tell them why you're doing the TikToks.
What a segue he did. as to why I'm the loser for five more times. That's a long drop. So I'm the loser.
That's how it felt to win.
I lost all four of the first rounds, I think, or enough of them. And then I lost this week again, so I have 5 more TikToks to drop.
Yeah, the NFL playoffs are happening right now. You've got 5 more, because you. Oh no, 4. You're right.
4 more. I have 4 more TikToks to drop.
Damn it! Because for every loss, you know.
I have to drop a TikTok.
Yeah, that's how it goes. But you bet on the Packers. They lost this weekend. Bet on the Chiefs. They
viciously.
Came through.
They lost viciously.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was over in the first half.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was crazy.
Tony Romo.
Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes, though. Yeah. Dad's a big fucking Chiefs fan. Go Chiefs.
I got another one. Fuck, I fucked it up.
When you have to say you have another one before you...
Look at his face. No!
That's your face. And just because...
Ooh, oh. They're so long.
Is it the same one? It sounded like it. But yeah, fun weekend in football.
Yeah.
Shook
things up once again. We have the Kansas City Chiefs going into the Super Bowl against the... Who the fuck was it? Niners.
Niners. 49ers. So do you want to bet on that one?
I got the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs.
Wait, yeah.
Well, I want the Chiefs.
Yeah, then I got the Chiefs.
Fuck, all right. Well, if we lose, we just have to both. That's just one more TikTok. We'll do that.
I think this one's got to be bigger. This is the bowl. This is the big daddy.
C and D. So, but if we both bet on the same team,
How about this? Whoever loses the Super Bowl has to drop a TikTok about our Amazon banner, which is going to be on the website.
But we're both betting for the same team.
You're not betting on the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs.
You can't just get them first.
I've lost 4 times, dude.
Sorry. No, it has to be. Now that we both have the Chiefs, let's do a point spread. Like, how do you think it's going to be a high scoring game? What do you think that? What's the over under right now?
Let's look that up.
You look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do that. But what if we both want to do the over or the under?
Oh my God, is gonna
Then we have to get closest to the score predicted. Right? Right?
Yeah, or you can do it a bunch of ways, dude. This is what we're going to do. The spread is, oh shit, this is a close spread. 1.5.
49ers plus are the favorites. So, I mean, we're betting against the favorite. Maybe I might want to switch it. Maybe they know something
do.
I don't.
Maybe you do. Maybe he does. Maybe he does.
The Chiefs can just score so quick, though.
Yeah, well, 49ers ran all over the fucking Titans.
49ers are more stout on defense, though.
They are.
You don't know this. I don't know this. I just said that.
I mean, the lines.com says that the 49ers are pretty favored.
Yeah, I listen to so many podcasts, so many sports podcasts, and they just bullshit so hard. And like, you'll Google it, and you'll still just listen. You know what I mean? Because it's entertaining.
Dude,
that's how I feel right now. What did you figure out? What's the over under?
Over under is 1.5.
No, what's the point?
The spread.
That's not the spread. That's the spread is 1.5.
Oh.
The over under is how many points they're gonna score total.
Oh, 52.5.
53.5.
It's an over under. It's the same number, dude.
No, it's the under. You just said 52. Oh, you're right. All right, so I'll get the 49ers in. I got the 49ers. You got the Chiefs.
So it's fuck the over under.
Fuck the over under.
Thank you for all that information.
God, it's staticky right now.
Got a little rang to it.
Oh,
a little twang.
What else happened this weekend?
The fights, dude.
Oh, yeah. The fights, dude.
Talk to people who are a little disappointed. I was not.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to be a cowboy, baby.
Sound drops. Just a little drop. Just a little drop in the water. He's dumping the water bottle.
We can't laugh at our own drops, though, because that takes away the power of the drop. So let's let it go.
Okay.
Cowboy Cerrone wanted to be a cowboy baby. Got murked. Under a minute. 40 seconds to be exact. Man.
And so, I think Herb did his due diligence to give him a chance. So it kind of was sooner than that. But yeah, Cowboy, the main event, Cowboy Cerrone versus Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor got the job done. 40 seconds. Came out with a heavy left hand as expected. Cowboy ducked it as he should have, and then got into a clinch. And from there, Conor McGregor throws some sneaky, vicious shoulder strikes, about three or four.
Oh, yeah, that was insane.
Enough to bust the nose, swell the eye, and then finishes it with another two piece, and then a head kick, and then the onslaught from there. You know, if you didn't watch the fight, it was about 40 seconds long, and I just gave it to
you. Could have watched it, yeah. you explained that the fight was longer than the actual fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So go check it out. It's fun. It sucks for Cowboy. It's 3 losses in a row. But McGregor's back. Think so? Or is it just a win against Cowboy?
I mean, I think he's definitely solid. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think he's back. He's as back as you can be. Like, you can't give a better performance. I can't see more out of it.
Yeah.
He gave a great performance. Huh. He's back. He looks sharp. He just was all there.
It's disappointing, though, as a fan when, you know, you invest a lot of alcohol and weed and time into the preliminaries and the main event. It's all over in 40 seconds. You know what I mean?
I mean, imagine those Mike Tyson fights back in the day.
Ooh. But it was expected. I guess it should be expected with the UFC. Anything can happen. But it's less expected because...
I mean, it's kind of expected. It's kind of rare.
There's a feeling out period usually in the UFC.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but what a fight. Conor McGregor back. We still got some fucking bangers coming up the next few months. John Jones, my guy, is coming up, I think, in March 11th, March
18th.
Who's
he fighting?
Reyes, fucking Dominic Reyes. I don't know why I forgot that.
Wait, what? John Jones is fighting Dominic Reyes?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of Dominic Cruz.
Yes, Dominic Reyes. Yeah. Dominic Cruz is the lighter guy, but... Yeah. Very good. Phenomenal. John Jones gets the job done. That I will bet on.
All right. Any more TikTok bets on that? I guess we'll wait.
We'll wait on that.
Yeah, we'll wait on that.
We'll wait on that. In the celebration of the nation. I don't know why I did that. How was your birthday, dude?
Oh, it was all right. Pretty low key.
Okay. You know? Getting everything you wanted?
I got $20. You know what I mean? Got a nice... little cake, and that's all you need, dude.
Cake and $20.
Yeah, here's some. You can do whatever you want with money. You can get like a little sack of weed
with money.
It's the best gift card you can give someone, and then
was it a gift card or was it cash?
Cash.
Okay.
That's a stupid joke. I don't like talking about my birthday. I get weird about birthdays.
Why?
It's just a day that you have no control over, and you're celebrating it. It's not like you did anything special on that day. You just happened to come about that day. And now you're here, and, you know, you can celebrate as you go.
Yeah,
celebrate the whole year.
Yeah, but I feel like birthdays meant more back in the day when you didn't live as long.
True.
Like when a lot of people died as infants and, like, didn't make it to fucking being a one-year-old. I feel like celebrating every year on this planet was pretty fucking important.
Yeah. And I just never really growing up celebrated my, like, it wasn't like a huge deal. Like the big ones were like the milestones, like double digits, 18, 16, like 21, but nothing.
Now the rest of them don't matter, huh? Until 50?
I mean, 30 is a big deal.
Well, not anymore.
I guess not.
Is 30 just like the 40? mark of your over your immaturity? Like
no.
The mark of responsibility.
I did feel like a shift yesterday. I don't think it. Because we know people who are in their mid-30s, like the new comedy, who still feel like they're, I don't know, like 21. Like, it doesn't really matter.
So what do you think's special about 30? Like it was 18, 21?
Because that's like the line of demarcation usually it was back in the day of like, oh shit, she's 30, she's not married, or he's 30, he doesn't have a wife, like he's kind of gay, he might be gay, or she might be sterile.
Infertile,
yeah, that's what I meant. Or she might be gay.
She might be gay. They might be gay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Or she might be a nun.
Jesus. Yeah, 30, I guess 30 is a big deal. Never thought about it. Now it's approaching.
Your birthday is coming up.
Yeah, it is coming up.
You thinking about it?
It might feel like a shift. No, I never think about it until like the day of.
Yeah.
It's always like a last minute. I wouldn't say I don't make a big deal out of birthdays. Because I remember, like, I kind of don't make a big deal out of birthdays, but I definitely like acknowledge the day. Like, well, I don't like celebrate and do a bunch of shit or like make a big deal out of it. But like, it
is I almost made, you know, this Instagram stories that girls do for like their friends' birthdays. I almost made one for me.
That would have been so
my
great.
God. Happy birthday
to my bestie.
Yeah. But I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't.
Wish you would have. You should do it tonight. Happy belated to my back. Throughout the whole year, in summation.
Why do they do that?
Because they're besties. Yeah. And you got to prove it, because I've been there through all of this shit, girl.
I've got the pictures to show it.
Remember?
11 years strong.
I remember. That's why we're always going to be besties.
It's always brought up in like shaky friendships. You know what I mean? You know. How long it's been.
You know, since our parents grew up in the same school district, we're always going to be friends.
Yeah, so.
Because your mom and my mom like worked a couple miles from each other.
Our parents met at Planned Parenthood and decided to support each other. That's and how we came to be. We were one room away from a trash bag. Oh, damn.
All right. All right. That could go in the dark. All right.
This one's different. It's not. It's not.
Three drops in there. He got rid of all the drops and replaced it with three of the longest ones he's ever
had. That kind of hurted me, though.
I like that. Okay. That's a short, sweet little interjector.
What you got there?
St. Augustine tonight. Gonna talk about it. I liked it. It was official and kind of heard some things, liked some things, loved some things. First time like doing like a show like that and kind of seeing the production and seeing all that went into it and just kind of feeling like, all right, this kind of feels like official. Like this is on tape. Like.
People everyone had shirts and jackets and like ear pieces and shit.
It wasn't an open mic. It was like, it wasn't a showcase. It was just like the first kind of show like that I'd done.
There were pamphlets. There was a program.
Right. Yeah.
Color printed. Yeah.
With a fucking plug for the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The
relatables.com was hyperlinked in the text. Yeah. Of the fucking
hyperlinked on a fucking brochure, my guy. They forgot to fucking change the color, dude.
Next level, dude. But it was in color, so.
Yeah, yeah. So fucking shout out. I should fucking take a picture of that.
You know what I should do? Man, it'd be cool to get like a QR code, like a small one you can put in bios, like so we can take a picture at the end. It just takes you to the website instead of like.
They have it for theirs.
Little QR code.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
They have a QR code for their Facebook.
We need a guy. We need a QR code guy. So if you're in the business. We're in the market.
Or you can go fuck yourself because I'm going to YouTube it later and we got a guy. So,
all right.
So you just lost a job because you weren't fast enough.
It's probably just free QR codes.
He's going to be like, yeah, I got you. It's fucking $50.
Yeah, I'm a consultant. I'm a QR consultant.
Called like a QR consultant. But yeah, fuck yeah. The St. Augustine show was legit. I think it did like 7 minutes or like 6.5 minutes. Had a little sound difficulties.
Oh yeah, that was
worked through it. I gotta fucking watch the video. I'm gonna try to edit it, drop some clips, drop a little. I don't know, just do something with it, not just let it be a video out there. So.
Yeah, you can find it right now on Facebook. Yes. St. Augustine tonight. When was it? What date was it?
The St. Augustine Tonight Show.
116?
114. 114. That show, I think it was that minute.
It's after about an hour. I think it was like an hour 15, and 12.
Hour 12, hour 10. Watch the whole show. If not, go to an hour 12. Watch my shit. Let me know at the Relatables Podcast at gmail.com. Email, leave a comment. I appreciate everybody who's been writing in. It's been a lot to keep up with. So. Just keep writing in. We'll make sure we read your stuff on here.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to call me and let me know how Dean's set went, my number is 904-705-1431. So just give me a shout out. Leave a voicemail. The voicemail box is full currently, but I'll just take calls. Text me too.
Yikes.
Gosh. what else is going on in the world?
All right. Zach's phone number out there forever.
That'd be funny if, like, this blows up and I forget about this episode.
Right, goes go back. How the fuck is everybody getting my fucking number? Fuck! On Reddit stream. Yeah. Like, go back to minute 37 and fucking 158.
Man, I had more shit.
Did you have more shit? Because I have more shit. Because I have a show. House show.
Bah, 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 bah.
What the hell is even that?
What is that, Dean? Where is that?
A house show. House comedy, always fun. It's somewhere in Riverside, January 31st. That's a Friday. I'll have more details coming up. We'll have a poster coming up. But
is it West Coast comedy? No?
Yeah, maybe. Parts of West Coast comedy.
Well, shout out West Coast comedy.
Yeah, shout out to West Coast comedy. Putting on some of the best comedy shows on the West Coast. I don't know if that's their slogan. but that's their plug. But yeah, so that's going on. Listen up for more details, but get your fucking plans together. January 31st, Friday, house show, somewhere in Riverside, close to Murray Hill, I think, but I'll let you know.
Damn, Tim Tebow got married.
I mean, is anybody really worried about that guy?
Fuck, man.
What if he gets divorced? What if he gets a divorce?
Ooh.
Ooh.
He'll be shunned.
What if he got a prenup?
He did. Definitely did.
You think Tim Tebow's the kind of guy who talks about a prenup?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't, but
his
manager does, and he just acts like, it's just part of the deal. I'm just happy to be here. And they sort that out with her.
Oh, you think the wife is like, what does that guy have to do with that relationship?
I'm leaving in the traditional things like death do us part, till death do us part, but I'm also adding some of my own things.
Oh, like a prenuptial agreement. Like a prenuptial agreement. My own twist.
Like an NDA for our first time. Some of my nut everywhere.
Oh my god.
Man, do you think he's still a virgin, Tim Tebow?
Not after tonight.
Well, after that night.
What if. Wait, when did they get married? Long time ago?
No, recently.
What if she's like 2 months from now, she's like, we're pregnant? Like, ooh. First time to have sex, pregnant.
I mean.
Tim Tebow, fertile. Just.
He would be, right?
Should be with the Lord's seed.
Man. Did you see where he proposed to her?
No.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Did he?
Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida.
What a place.
Yeah, I didn't say the day he got married.
Do you think he got hotter to like women? Like now, like it's a married man?
Dude, I watched that Aaron Hernandez documentary.
I saw the preview, didn't watch it.
And, I listened to a podcast like a year ago. It's just everything on there, but in visuals. So it wasn't anything crazy new to me. Yeah. I'm already pretty up on Aaron Hernandez. Like, I knew all the gay shit. I knew the
prison shit. Just a little fucking, just drop that. What gay shit?
It's everywhere. You didn't know that?
No.
Dude, you gotta watch this documentary. Fuck, I can't.
What?
I spoiled it. Anyways, it's about Tim Tebow. Speaking of gay. he had like, chops. He had like huge chops on like, it was back like what, 07?
Yeah. When he played football.
The Florida days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just the hairstyle was different. He just like, he looks so much better now.
Yeah, he has no, like, yeah, he just had the, yeah, the 7 cut.
Yeah.
Kind of spiky and a lot in the front.
Yeah. But dude, you have to watch the Aaron Hernandez shit.
But if we may ask.
Okay.
What's this gay shit?
No,
I mean, you said gay shit. Like, what is the gay parts about Aaron Hernandez?
I think he was bisexual. Because he, you know, was with women, but also growing up, he had encounters with, like, his neighborhood friend. Like, they did gay shit. Like, they, you know, had sex.
I'm going to stop him there. He'll stop saying gay shit.
You can't really say gay shit. I don't care. Like, I'm not against it. Like, it's fine, but it was gay. Like, he did heterosexual shit. Like, I don't know. He did gay shit and straight shit. But, yeah, and then that's why people have said that he killed himself in prison.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean anything.
And he had a gay lover in prison?
That was speculated, but I don't think it was ever proven. Mm. And neither was the reason why he killed himself was because he had a gay lover, but it might have been a contributing factor, and he was all like, he had CTE, they found out.
Yeah, the preview said he was like pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had a fucked up childhood. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. It's you gotta watch it. Okay. I'm not doing it any justice.
He's definitely not. Because I don't want to get too much more away. I was going to watch it and all the little broken pieces he gave.
You're like, I already got it.
Cut off. We should have cut off the wagon.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Strange story. Strange story. Anyways, Tim Tebow. Congratulations, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. I mean, I guess... I mean, I feel like women... You lean harder now, right? Like, you got to... Now he's a married man. Like, now he's a... Now he's a catch. You know what I mean? Everybody wants a caught fish.
Nah.
That's not a saying.
What if he gets fat?
I just think he's going to be super potent and just like start dropping. Like he's going to have a kid in 9 months.
Oh, they're going to have like a lot triplets. Of kids. Hopefully.
Yeah, like they're just a little bait. Like just little just Bible thumpers.
See that lady's body right there?
All I see is her face, dude.
But do you see what the body probably looks like?
Circling her face.
But do you see what her body probably looks like right there? Just imagine.
Can you imagine what her body
probably It's going to go to shit.
She's circling her face.
Demi Lee Nell Peters.
Look her up. Let me see what Demi Lee. Now, why does she have so many names?
Because she's been married like four other times.
Nell Peters Tebow? Like, Jesus, lady. What are you, a doctor?
Yeah, do you change that to Tebow?
Ooh, Tebow makes that happen. You want the Lord's seed, you better fucking take
She's
the
She's got
Lord.
A selfie as her fucking first
Ooh, Miss Universe,
Google.
That's why.
Oh, wow.
What a lady.
What a waste.
What a waste. She has a beautiful face. Maybe you should add body.
She has one of those faces body that, like, right there, if that, she that. If she just ran into, like, the wall a little
Whoa,
too hard.
Whoa, dude.
Like, it would be slightly askew. Like, it's so perfect that if it got messed up a little bit, it'd be fucked up. Like that.
That's like the most backhanded wish, ill will on someone. Like
it's
you're,
not.
You're perfect, but like if I scratch you, you're if I fucking.
Yeah, let's tear down her body right here. Look. It looks like she had an ass and they just photoshopped it. Like they're like, I don't want her to anymore.
That's just too much. I feel like that's the.
This is terrible. I don't.
I was talking to a buddy of mine about like he's very into that the fit lady. Like, just skinny. I mean, back to, like, the 90s. 90s blonde. I feel like it's coming back around.
Oh, with the high...
High waist. Like, small chest, slim figure.
Have you seen basketball players? Like, high school basketball players? The short shorts are coming back.
Yes. I was supposed to say, where are we going with this, dude?
Have you seen Brody?
Have you seen basketball? What kind of fucking basketball player are you talking about, dude? high school basketball
Have league? You seen the local Mandarin High basketball?
They're running hoop down there.
JV team, specifically.
But yeah, they are bringing back the short shorts.
Yeah.
I like it.
Everything
like
comes
it.
In waves.
Yeah, but they also have, like, the fucking compression shorts down on their fucking knees.
Right. Everything's it's a bitch
about,
move.
Yeah, everything's about, like, the fucking... Accessorize, you know what I mean? The sleeve, the finger sleeve. Nobody does the finger sleeve like Allen Iverson. He did finger sleeves, dude.
You mean gloves?
No. He had sleeves for just his finger.
Wow.
Yeah, Allen Iverson.
Dude. Do you think those are custom, or did he buy those?
He was sponsored by Reebok.
But how does he go to someone and be like, hey, I need sleeves for my fingers? And they're like, yeah, okay.
You walk up to Reebok and say, hey, make me sleeves for my goddamn fingers.
See, that doesn't look comfortable at all. It looks like it's just a nuisance.
Yeah, well, that nuisance helps him drop buckies.
He's got fucking...
Both sides.
Magnets in him, and it just keeps the ball on his palms.
If anything, it'd make it harder, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you don't have to get it, because when your boy is just... Allen Iverson.
Never won a ship.
He was like, dude, I wanted to be like Allen Iverson so bad when I was.
He was so running. Fire.
Dude, so good. And he, like, was cool as fuck. Like, had the fuck. Yeah, I had cornrows because of fucking Allen. And him and Bow Wow.
I wanted cornrows because of Iverson.
Ooh.
Wanted him so bad.
Ooh. Look at that.
I always wanted cornrows.
What was your first I want to be black moment?
Eminem. Shit. Pick that up.
Oh my god. That is fucking White guy.
But, yeah. God. The Eminem show. Marshall Mathers. Yeah, you spilled your fucking Red Bull because I'm hilarious. Yeah, I remember, and one time my mom went, she got me an all Nike outfit. Like, it was, I had a Nike headband. I had Nike shorts. They were blue. I had an orange shirt. They were like gator colors. And I wore that like once a week to school. And I always acted a little blacker on that one day a week. There was a class. Remember like those kids in elementary school? There was like, they were both in the fourth and the fifth grade. Because they failed fourth grade, but there was a program.
I could catch them up.
Yeah. Like, we shared a classroom with those kids. Like, my fifth grade class. So I got a lot of culture in that time. And I got a lot of, like, I don't know, a lot of influence. And I wanted to be, like, the cool kids in the class. And they were black. And they always wore Nike and had headbands on. And were, like, handstand walking. And playing extreme soccer.
Extreme soccer? What's extreme soccer?
Dude, extreme soccer was like, it's like football but with a soccer ball. Like, instead of like, you know how like you would try to like, you know how you would try to like juke someone out in soccer to try to get around them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in extreme soccer, you just like, what is the running kick? Like, when you run.
Juke.
No, when you run and kick someone. Like a jump Part? Kick. Like a jump kick.
What?
Like, we would tackle people, but still play soccer.
So you had to kick the ball.
So instead of passing the ball, like, we would tackle you and pass it as we're tackling. And then, like...
Rugby.
Or trip you. No, but you didn't pick it up with your hands. You were kicking the ball. So, like, you'd be tripping people. You'd be pushing people. I can't explain it.
Y'all weren't playing a game, dude.
We were, I swear to God.
Y'all were each other up.
I know.
Like, what are you doing? You know,
all right, instead of slide tackling someone for the ball, you would just tackle them. And then, like, someone else would get the ball.
Were there goals?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds very extreme. We're
really into this.
You're absolutely right when you say extreme soccer, because that sounds very extreme.
And I remember all the black kids with handstand walk, too. They were good at it.
Did you ever learn how to handstand walk?
Nah, man.
Not black enough.
They could just walk around like they were on their feet. You know what I mean? It was just, we had really talented.
Monkey talk.
I know. I went down and scratched my notepad because I felt like that was the insinuation.
The allegations brought forth about my client. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Zach, first black moment. Oh, I'm glad we recapped that.
I don't know how we got into that.
I feel like everybody has one of those nowadays. You know what I mean? Whether it was listening to their first rap song in the car or, you know, nowadays you're just fucking trap. Just, I don't know what it is. I feel like my first, like, white moment was, I feel like, that I remember was liking Sum 41. No. Well, yeah, well, I guess it was liking Sum 41, that Fat Lip song. Okay. Like, this is pretty fucking sick.
Well, how does it go? Rolling through the party like my name is El Nino. Nino.
Something in the back of El Camino.
As a kid,
name.
Yeah.
You like that? Party because nobody came.
New bag in high school. That is kind of song kind of rips.
Song's fine. Song's kind of a rider, dude. I don't know. That and Californication, I remember being like, the first like music video, I like remember being like, damn, like this shit's pretty fire too.
Yeah.
And
I was like Michael Jackson, like that's when I felt a little black. Remix to Ignition, R. Kelly.
Yikes, that was
just all the pedos.
It's kind of like a Susan Sarandon. All my idols were a little
fucking. I listened to Bill Cosby albums.
Fucking love Bill Cosby and fucking Michael Jackson and fucking all the Touchers and all the Squeezers and. Write down that bit for later.
Yep.
All your idols being a little twisted. Pain is art.
Speaking of idols, yesterday, noted idol, rap idol, Mac Miller, would have been 28 years old. We have the same birthday.
Mac Miller, dude.
There is some girl who always like was posting about him. And like yesterday she posted like today, 28 years ago, a genius is born. I was going to be like, thank you. But it was about Mac Miller.
Why not? Throw it out there.
Thank you. I had no idea you knew.
It's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, happy birthday to you too.
You
Zach.
Too.
You too, Zach. Can you delete your comment?
It wasn't about you. And people are asking questions.
Oh, shit.
So what's your next TikTok going to be?
My next TikTok, I got to redo the right-handed, left-handed millennial style. Got to redo that one. I had the idea, but I just wasn't crafted enough.
I don't know what that means.
That was like the catching the scarf thing.
Oh.
Yeah, got to redo that one.
Okay.
I just got to, I know how to do it. I'm going to make it a little bit more funny. I'm going to do that one. I got a, I would say like a monologue kind of that I'm going to do. And then I got a couple, I got two more ideas, but I'm not sure about them. One's a song that I don't really want to do because it's like a dance song, but I got a rough idea of another one too.
Yeah. I read, actually read magazine articles today. I can't remember anything from them. It was like the new Time magazine article. It was like the whole thing was about success.
Oh my god!
And I read like the first chapter. And
I forgot all.
I don't remember anything from it. I was like, "This would be good material." First rule of being
successful is remember this shit. Do what you got to do. Remember this shit for later. Something about God damn it! What was it?
Something about like taking notes?
I don't remember what I read earlier. This article about remembering.
Fuck. I'm trying to pull now as we're laughing about it, and there's nothing. What do you think? You tell me what you think success is, and I'll tell you if it's wrong. Like, it'll refresh me, it'll refresh my memory.
Success is fucking being able to fucking live financially free.
So to you, it's financial.
Interrogate.
All right, this is one thing I do remember. It was a pretty poignant thing. Success does not lead to happiness. Studies have shown that happiness more often than not leads to success.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And as kids, like, say you're rewarded, like you do tasks growing up. Like, instead of saying, like, telling your kid, hey, like, you're so good at this, tell them, like, how their effort was good in this. And be like, oh, you're great. Like, you're a great baseball player. Be like, oh, you tried really hard today on that diamond. Like, you ran after every ball. Like, praise that. Praise effort over.
So you continue to try hard.
Yeah. Instead of, like, because whenever they found out whenever kids were praised, like, for them, like, praised as, like, talented, once things got hard, they no longer receive praise, obviously, which stopped them from doing whatever they're doing.
Stop reinforcement.
But if you reinforce hard work, then they crave more hard work. So,
okay.
Success. I remember something.
Success. So when you have kids, this is going to apply to you.
Yeah.
All
you bad moms out there listening to the Relatables podcast, just take some advice.
All you young babies who have the podcast playing while your bad mothers are out of the room,
yeah.
Go ahead and, I don't know, suck the teat harder or something. I don't know. Figure
the
out
the balls
how to
are juiced. I think they're juiced 100%.
Yeah.
Don't acknowledge it is what we talked about. Just got to make it more relevant.
Have you heard about this MLB cheating scandal?
Sure.
Well, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, my God.
Do you know anything about it? Did you ever play baseball? Like sign stealing? Did you ever watch?
Oh, that cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it, but not really. I didn't know enough. I don't know the inside scoop. It was kind of like the...
Dude, apparently they were using, like, the batter on second base and then the bullpen. Like, they could only do it at home, the Astros. Because they would use the cameras from the outfield that they use for, like, player development, like, for the people pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They would zoom in to the catcher's signal and then, like, relay that electronically to whoever's on second.
Electronically?
And then they would relay that back to the batter. It was a whole system. That's nuts.
Electronically?
Yeah.
How do they do the
like an earpiece or something? Or yeah.
There's earpieces in baseball?
I think so. I think that's what it was. But yeah. How fucking
high the Astros did it?
Yeah.
Because I saw a bunch of memes and stuff, and I was like, oh.
Altuve.
I know.
Basically, I am innocent of.
Because there's a TikTok, like, that was a good one. I was just felt like him taking a call and just, like, getting, I don't know. But damn, I didn't know you could do it like that.
Yeah.
But it had to be when somebody was on second.
I'm assuming, or on first, or however they, like.
Because you don't get an earpiece when you're at bat, I'm guessing.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't play baseball.
Why would he gist it to me? And then as soon as I ask
the simplest question. Because you're asking questions that I just don't have the answer to.
Did you read it? Did you read it?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I read it. I watched USA Today Sports. Did you skim through it? I did everything I could. That's the best
answer. I can't ask you to do more than that.
So, we'll leave it at that.
I did everything I could. you going to do more than I'm capable?
Because then, like, you make you feel bad.
Yeah, right. Sorry, dude. Oh. I just.
Well, he said he could do everything he could. So. All right, so I guess we'll end there. We don't really run out of steam here.
We got that, dude. Zach put me on to Baby Youngin. I don't know if it's gonna be an intro, announcer, or song, but I just want to shout out Baby Youngin.
Definitely an outro.
He is gonna blow up. I just want to document that we dropped it on the Relatables here first.
And I put you on to him.
And Zach put me on to him.
Just like I put everyone on to Chance the Rapper.
Did not. Just like it. Just like all those years ago.
No, dude. Chance the Rapper had 60,000 followers on Twitter. Okay? I heard about him from Hannibal Buress Acid Rap. A month later, he had 1.4 million followers on Twitter. Everyone was talking about him.
So he was the first to baby.
But I said, guys, he's going to be the next Lil Wayne, and he's bigger than Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he's not Lil Wayne at all.
It's different. Guys, this has been... I got
hey, one. Before...
Oh, fuck. What? What were you going to say? What were you going
to
say?
Before we go to...
This is crack-a-lacking way too much. Before we go to what?
Before we go to the outro, I was going to drop a plug for the Relatables or Amazon banner.
Do it.
Okay. I don't know if the fucking drop was going to kill it. Or, dude, snap crackle right now.
I know it's real bad, but I think it's just going to be like as we're listening to it, not recorded.
Okay. But make sure you go on the website, therelatables.com, and that upper right-hand corner is that Amazon link. Click that Amazon link, bookmark it. That way, anytime you got to do any shopping through Amazon, you can go ahead, click that banner. Doesn't cost you anything extra. Gives us a little bit of a kickback. But, you know, we love you more. You love us by doing that for us. The whole world keeps on turning, and everybody keeps having birthdays. You know what I mean? That's how this whole thing works.
Yep. Fuck, I tried to do a drop.
I know. What else are you doing?
Guys, this is crack-a-lacking way too much. I can't take any more. Please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always, stay relatable.
Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate?